Now, today's episode.
Can we bow down our heads and pray? Heavenly Father, it is time to declare your word. Your word is already anointed. And so I ask that may you anoint this lips of clay. Grant me all trance. And make me a blessing. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Last week, no, I introduced you to 12 types of people you must never become in this life. And I said that you are at liberty to become whoever you want to become in the Bible. But there are certain people in the Bible whose track record is not a good thing. The Bible said we should be imitators of them who through diligence and faith.
Trust MCND Omoa Omudi no quarry on Wojidie.
Obtained the promise. So those people who obtained the promise through perseverance, through faith, through diligence, those are the people we must learn after.
In Crofua Omudi no quarry dear GDA and Concroye Edi Asemnason.
So these are the people the Bible wants us to learn after.
San Crofona Trust MCNC.
And it is very important to take note of this. Whoever you follow or whoever you learn from has a very great mark or has a very great influence on your life. And it is very important for us to take note of this. When you read the Bible,
so can trust him.
It is replicated with a lot of good examples out there. One of the first people the Bible admonishes us to learn from is Jesus Christ. The Bible said, Paul even told his disciples, follow me even as I follow Christ. Jesus said, come unto me all ye that labor. And I will give you rest. Take after me. For I am gentle. So here Jesus even makes himself an example. When you read the book of John chapter 13,
so kind John 13,
Jesus told us, just as I've done for you, do same for your brothers.
Yes,
and so you come across so many scriptures which support the fact that we must learn after people, but after good people. At the same time, we come across scriptures which teaches us not to learn after certain people. The Bible says we shouldn't take after Cain. Do not become like Cain.
Bible say, "Am I better to say Cain?"
Who out of jealousy killed his brother.
And
so there are so many people in the Bible we can take as an example. Some lived a good life. Others lived a bad life. And some lived a mixture of good and bad. But aside all these people, there are 12 dangerous people in the Bible you must never become. No matter who you want to become on this earth, never become like any of these 12. And the first person I want to talk about is the man called Lucifer.
Lucifer.
In Isaiah chapter 14.
Isaiah 14.
The verse number 12 to 15 tells us.
12 to 15, Ekase.
I'm reading from the King James Version.
The King James Version.
How thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer.
Lucifer.
Son of the morning. Let me finish, then you interpret. Son of the morning. How art thou cut down to the ground? Which didst weaken the nations.
I will say, am I mine?
For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the side of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. And I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the size of the pit. Now, from the scripture we read, we see that Lucifer was somebody who was aiming very high. He wanted to exalt his throne above the stars of God. He wanted to ascend into heaven. He wanted to sit upon the church. In other words, he wanted to become the object of worship to the church, the one the church will worship. And then he also wanted to ascend and be like God. But this is the problem. It's not bad. Allowing or putting yourself in the position where the church will worship you. It is not a bad thing building your throne. It is not a bad thing ascending into heaven. But rather, what makes all these things Lucifer said wrong was the motive behind what he was saying. He saw himself to be in competition with God. And he said, I will build my throne above the throne of God. What do we see? The spirit of competition. And the spirit of comparison. I want to be like this person. And I want to be more than that person. They are not content with who they are. So one of the things you must watch out when it comes to the Luciferic spirit is the spirit of not being content. So if I say don't become like Lucifer, I'm saying that don't be somebody who is not content with what God puts into your hand. Don't become like Lucifer. Because when you become like Lucifer, you are not pleased with what God gives you. And anybody who is not pleased with what God puts into your hand, you have the spirit of desperation. There's a word called desperation. Listen. God never created you and me to be in competition. People become restless when they compare themselves to themselves. This person has a new phone. I must also get a new phone. The moment you put yourself into that position, it puts pressure on you to do whatever it takes to get that thing. Lucifer was filled with the spirit of contention. Lucifer was not happy and satisfied with what God gave him. He was the leader of the choir. He was not an ordinary angel. He's a special angel, an archangel. He was one of the few angels who had other angels protecting him as bodyguards. He's the only angel who had a garden which was made for him. He's the only angel in whose voice are all sort of musical instruments. In whose voice there are many musical instruments. In Senku,
baby.
Yes. When he speaks, you hear all sort of musical instruments. Like for some of us, after preaching, we have to go and fine-tune and edit. He doesn't need any editor. For instance, a lot of these so-called celebrities, when you hear their natural voices, very horrible. Yes. So after singing, we have to add certain things and make certain things. There is this blind guy who sings with flavor in Nigeria. The guy, I think, is from Zambia or somewhere like that. He was born blind. And he was, I think, 12 years old or 13 when Flavor met him.
Now
if you don't know Flavor, he's a Nigerian artist. The guy was so much in love with Flavor.
Now a brand say the Flavor here.
And he started learning Flavor songs. The day he met Flavor, somebody took him and he met him. The guy sounded better than the person himself.
Yes.
He did it. He did the same song that Flavor sang with Flavor. And when you hear the guy's voice, it was beautiful and more nicer than even the composer of the song. A typical example is Bononie. Those of you know the song. Bononie, Dometa. Bononie, Bononie. When you listen to that song, there is a guy who featured the song called Luigi McLean. Luigi's flair and flow on the song is even nicer to me than the owner of the song. Two of us. But you see, this is the problem. Luigi must never forget that he's not Joe Metal.
Luigi, any coin say ni re fi say onye Joe Metal.
Joe Metal is Joe Metal and he is Luigi.
Joe Metal is Joe Metal and Luigi.
You can have a nice voice, but you may not have a platform. So when somebody creates an opportunity for you on their platform, don't begin to have an exalted opinion. That I also launch my album and sing better than Joe Metal. When you do that, you bring what we call competition. God never called you and I to compete each other. He brought us to work together so that we can complete the work he has given us. We are not in this chair to fight each other. You are not here to be my enemy. You must work with me to fight our common enemy, that's the devil. But when competition sets in, when people begin to feel that they are better than others, you will see division instead of unity. God was in heaven. Heaven was quiet. There was no problem until somebody started beginning to have an exalted or an exaggerated opinion about himself. And they started saying that I'm going to build my throne above the throne of God. You dare not do that. I want to be like Bishop Ajinasari. I'm learning everything Bishop has. As I'm working with him, I'm doing everything possible to take whatever I can take from him. But woe is me when I say I'm starting my church closer to the church of Bishop Ajinasari, our Archbishop now. I can't say, I started this branch, so I've taken the church. Are we in competition? Did God call us to come and fight each other? And today you see one church over here, one church over here. This pastor is preaching against that pastor. That pastor is also preaching against this pastor. And all this happens when people are not content with what they have.
Yes.
Yes. All what I have is what God gave me. If you think I'm a prophet to you. If you don't recognize me as a prophet, no problem. I like who I am.
If I can't see, I won't say I've seen it. I won't force myself to see.
Oh.
If I've not seen anything, I'll not tell you that I saw this. One of the things I'm sure God hasn't given me is the voice to sing. I have my personal voice that I can use to do my own co-mininis when I'm in the house. Sometimes I sound very nice. Sometimes you, I don't know. But somebody like Pastor Derek, he always sings. Rain or shine, he's singing. Day or night, he's singing. And there is no change in his flow. Me, I don't know how to sing for 1 hour crowd or something. 30 minutes without losing my voice. I don't know how to do that. I sing for 10 minutes and I scream a little, my voice is gone. But I remember when we had our Thanksgiving service on the Yahuda night. He sang close to 1 hour non-stop praises. And my cousin said, "Hey, Charlie, Derek is good, oh." There is this man. How do you call that man? The one at the block factory. Efo Koku. Efo Koku was dancing. I've never seen him dance before.
Efo Koku no sa.
He danced. Then he went to a spot and he bought Pepsi and what have you, better malt, and he came to distribute it to all the instrumentalists. And he stood and he danced small. He couldn't stay. Then he gave the money he had to them. He was there again. He couldn't stay. Then he went again. You see, those worldly people, the way to express love is boozing. Let's sponsor, let's drink. But because he knows that it's a church, so he went to buy better malt, Pepsi, Fanta, Miranda, and he gave it to the instrumentalist. Why? Because Pastor Derek sang for close to 1 hour. And the instrumentalist also played for close to 1 hour, non-stop praises. I don't know how to do that. So I can't compare myself to Pastor Derek. And say that, you see, when you try to be like somebody and you can't, you begin to hate them. Everything they do doesn't please you. He has got a voice, and so what? He doesn't even sound nice. He's this. You always find a problem with what people are doing. Why are we not happy with what God has given us? Me, I like what God has made me. I don't have body like Pastor Derek. It's okay. I like the way I am. Be yourself and stay away from competition.
Yes.
So that is what the devil lacked. So when I say don't be like the devil, 12 people you must never be like, and I said number 1, Lucifer, I'm saying that don't be somebody who is not happy and satisfied with what you have. The moment you don't know who you are, you begin to fight for your right. But if you know who you are, no matter what people say about you, you don't care. Jesus one time did a little analysis about how people perceived him and his ministry. So he asked his disciples, who do men say I am? In Matthew 16. Then they said, oh, some said you are Elijah. Some say you are Jeremiah, you are one of the prophets. Then he asked them, but who do you say I am? And Peter spoke under the influence of the Holy Spirit and said, you are the Son of the living God. I was surprised Jesus didn't say, me, I'm Elias. Me, I'm Elias. Do you know Elias? Elias is Elijah.
Elijah.
And you dare not compare Jesus to Elijah. One time Peter did it on the Mount of Transfiguration. In Matthew 17. Peter did it.
Peter ye bi.
on the Mount of Transfiguration.
Oh, Transfiguration, me pone so.
And the Bible says that when he said to Jesus, let's build three tabernacles or sukkok. One for you, one for Elias, and one for Moses. God rebuked them. And he said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. So listen to him. There were three people over there, but Jesus, God chose one person and said, listen to this one. So he wasn't offended when he was told he was Elias. He said, ah, that's what you think. Watch all those who are fighting for their interests. Pastor, he said, I'm this. Pastor, he said this. He said, I'm mad. He said, I don't have sense. He said, I'm a womanizer.
He
said, is that who you are? Now this is a for sale. The person is complaining to pastor that he said, I'm a womanizer. If that's not who you are, why do you allow this to offend you? You are always trying to defend your name. You want to be a good person, is that not it? You want everybody to accept you. Last week, somebody told me, Pastor, you are very popular in Afiaman. I said, yes.
Because
in Afiaman, there are so many opinions about me. Some say I'm a bad person. Some said I'm a little good. Some said I'm somehow okay. Some said, oh, he's a man of God. Oh, others said, don't mind him. Some said he has been using us to preach. So many, I don't care. I don't care. You see, the fact that you are caring so much about what people are saying is because you now you don't even know where you are going. Pastor, he said this, so I won't talk to him. You are wasting your time. Don't be like
Lucifer.
Be content with what God has given you. Be content. God gave me this little building over here. He didn't give me the dome. If I try to build what Bishop Ajinasari has built, I will die. I don't have a university.
Me ni university.
But there are certain people of universities. I thank God for that university. But I work with what I have. What do you have? What do you have? What do you have? Why are you not working with it? Instead of working with it, you've stopped and you are complaining. Is it when you become a leader?
So by your
they will say so many things about you. If you want to be a church member, when we close, you go home. When you come and sit down, like what Morgan is doing now.
Yes.
Morgan used to be in the choir, she has stopped.
Now Morgan, so you say,
so now she comes here, sits here after church. As she's there, nobody will fight her, nobody will speak against her. You want to be a leader, but you are afraid of the dangers that comes with your position. It's a big no. So be like Jesus, who was rather content with what he had. Be like John the Baptist, who was content with who he was. They sent people to ask John, are you the Messiah? John said, no. I am rather the voice of the one crying out in the wilderness. Make straight path for him. All Israel was looking forward to the Messiah. John the Baptist had traits of the Messiah. When you look at him, he looks like the Messiah. So they wanted to be sure. If John the Baptist had said yes,
on
that very day, they are taking him out of the wilderness to the palace. They are giving him a car. They are giving him a mansion. They are giving him a throne. And they are giving him servants to serve him. Just say yes. And John the Baptist said, no, I am not the Messiah. Why are you forcing yourself to be somebody you are not? Why are you forcing yourself? Who you are not, you are not.
Is that not it?
If you are not, you are not, Master. Don't force yourself to become. As Pastor Derek is there, he can't be like me.
So for Derek, too, you want me yet to send me.
He can learn from me, but he can't be like me. How many books have you written? I've written books. If you think it's easy to write a book, start today. So you see, be yourself. Whatever God has put into your hands, be proud with it. And work with it. I said, do what? Work with it. Number two. All those who become like Lucifer, they have the second attitude, which we call the spirit of pride. They are always proud. Always trying to be on top. Always trying to gain recognition. Listen. Listen to me. The spirit of pride will only lead to one place. When you find somebody who is proud, you don't have to be a prophet. You can easily predict where they will end. Can we read Proverbs about the spirit of pride? Proverbs, we are doing two scriptures. Proverbs 16:18. Let's do it quickly. The Bible said, pride goes before destruction.
Bible said,
so anytime you see somebody who is proud, it is very easy to tell how they will end up. And that is what? Destruction. Pride will always lead people into destruction. Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? That was what killed Herod. Go and read your scriptures. In Acts chapter 12. The Bible said one day Herod dressed in his royal apparel and he sat in his throne.
Bible said that Herod
and he gave an oration or a speech. And the people said, this is the voice of God and not the voice of a man. And immediately, an angel of the Lord was released. And he struck Herod with sickness. And the Bible said immediately the guy started, you see, a worm started eating him up. He was rotten. But he wasn't dead on that day. He was not dead though. But he was being eaten with worms. You could see worms come out of his body, eating him up. That is what pride does. Pride always goes before what? You understand before? Before means you see pride. Then after pride, you will see destruction. Are you proud? And when you have pride, you will never know. You will never know. I told you, anytime you are fighting for something, fighting for respect, fighting for recognition, it is only proud people who do that. If you think I'm lying, ask Nebuchadnezzar what happened to him. All proud people don't give glory to God. They think they did and they have what they have with their own mind. When Babylon became great, and Nebuchadnezzar became the leader, one day he was walking in his palace, and he said, look at the kingdom which I have built with my own hands. Immediately, a voice spoke, and the voice said, Because you did not give glory to God, but you thought that your own might has built you the things you have. You are going to live like an animal for 7 years. Immediately, Nebuchadnezzar had a sickness or a disease, which is called mental disorder or schizophrenia. He got mad. The king, the most powerful king in the whole world, he got mad and he went to live like an animal in a cage in the forest, eating worms, chasing mouth for 7 years. And nobody knew where Nebuchadnezzar was. Pride. It will always go. Oh, you are there. I didn't say you should go there anyway. So this was Herod being eaten with worms. So take me back to my Proverbs scripture. The Bible said pride will always go ahead of what?
Bible said
destruction. So check yourself to see if you are humble. Check yourself to see if you are humble. That is why I preach the sermon, what it means to be as humble as a child. Go and get it. It's on the podcast. If you listen to the message and you don't find yourself in the points I gave, you are proud. Because if you are humble as a child, you always forgive. Always forgive. Yes. But if you are proud, you will never forgive. Who does he think he is? I won't talk to him. I said I won't talk to him. Is it compulsory for me to talk to him? I won't talk to him. Who is he? He should go somewhere. Me too, I'll go my somewhere. If this is your speech, you are proud. If you are humble, you would always receive instructions. You'll be told what to do. I finish, then you talk. When I finish, then you talk. Yes. So it is very important. Check your speech. Does it contain arrogance? Check your heart. Does it easily forgive? If no, you are easily proud. You don't need anybody to tell you are proud. Jesus said if you are humble as a child, you will be named the greatest among the kingdom. Children, you beat them right now, they'll go and cry and they'll come back and play with you as a child. Children, obey instructions and teachings. Like I did this morning. Don't change your mood. Then your face is clear, laughing. That's a child. But if you are not a child, when I tell you, why have you frowned your face? Then you say, at first, it was like this. When I said it, and sometimes you see people try to exhibit their pride. They do something and you tell them don't do it, and they want to do it more and even times 10 to prove it to you that we are not afraid of you. It's pride. But the Bible said pride goes before destruction. What? You watch. I'm telling you, watch. Watch. I can give you 1,001 examples of people in the Bible who allowed pride to enter into them. And they all fell. They all fell. If they didn't succeed, what makes you think you will succeed? If it didn't, things didn't go well for them, you think things will go well for you? Yeah, so go and listen to that message. How to be humble as a child. Children don't talk back. Children don't talk back. Children, they don't talk back. Yes. You go, you are a child, you go. Have you taken a kid to school before? And you go and madam says, hey, today, Nana Kojo, you are late. Don't you hear it? They mostly say that. Today you are late. Today you are late. Go and sit down.
Late.
A child will go and sit down, will not talk back.
But
an adult.
So they went, you know.
Madam, you came late.
Madam, so
yesterday you came late. You came late and you are telling me that me have come late today. You've done it. And me to have done it. Atika. That's it. That's it. So watch all those who talk back. Your mother corrects you, then you talk back. Oh, mommy, cry. How can I do? Me, my brother, oh, my brother, I'm tired.
Now
what? Oh, I'm crying. Sani etiakwala.
Oh, mommy, how can I do?
So you are now coming to teach your mother how to correct a child.
Mommy.
So now who is the child? Is it you or your mother? Let's watch these things. And the Bible said, anybody who is proud, it will go before destruction. So if you are proud and you don't change, very soon you'll be destroyed. There is a man. I think I did a research on him. He's called, is it Robert Ngidi? I said, give me my phone, quickly.
I have a man. I
think Robert or something. Let me see. He's called Ngidi. I think he's a Zambian.
Your friend Ngidi or a Zambian.
This man is from Zambia.
Zambia.
This man used to work with a very famous evangelist. Yes, this is the man. I'm showing you the picture. This is the man. Have you seen the man? Have you seen him? Yes, this is the man. This man used to work with this other man. He works with that man. Have you seen the other man? Have you seen him? This man. Whose picture is in front? The black man. Is that not it?
Ngidi.
Ngidi. I think he's from Zambia or somewhere like that.
Zambia.
Let me check. I had a note on him. This man.
Bransky.
Was very famous
now
in the 80s. Now, this man you saw over there is called Richard Ngidi. Richard Ngidi. Yes.
Papa, your friend Richard Ngidi.
Yes. And the other man was Rehan Bonke.
Now, Brunin, your friend Rehan Bonke.
Rehan Bonke is a German.
Rehan Bonke, no free German.
And he's an evangelist.
No, so yeah, or
he had a call and he came down to Africa to come and do evangelism. Let me read a little stuff about this man. There was a great man of God that worked with Rehan Bonke called Richard Ngidi. This man was gifted in miracles.
Now Abrantie was
signs and wonders.
I understand it to me.
And during those days, when they go for crusade, Rehan Bonke will preach. And after preaching, Richard Ngidi will come and perform miracles. When this man stretches forth his hand towards your direction, and he says, all cripples within this lane, walk in Jesus' name. The only thing you will hear is crack, 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 crack. I'm telling you. And people are walking. The blind are seeing. The deaf are hearing. So this man did it for some time with Rehan Bonke. One day they went for a crusade. Not knowing what we call pride has entered into Richard Ngidi.
Nobody. Richard Ngidi.
So the crusade started. Rehan Bonke was preaching.
Rehan Bonke, no, or
he would preach like 1 hour and the man will come and do miracles. The man has preached for 2 hours. Richard Ngidi was not coming.
Oh. 2 hours, Richard Ngidi anyhow.
So he called some of the young pastors. He said, please go and call Richard and tell him that I'm done.
Into your summa, I saw funky train. He said, "Won't call for a brand team, bro."
When he called him, Richard Ngidi asked him,
"Richard Ngidi, eka say,
why should he depend on me?
I didn't know what some fan in into me so.
What will he do if I'm not there?
Eden obey say me niwa.
What will he do if I'm not there?
Eden obey.
Eh? Your ministry, Rehan Bonke, and you see, the problem the man had was that the name of the ministry was Rehan Bonke World, whatever, Evangelism. And he didn't like it because he was doing the miracles.
Yes.
So why should Rehan Bonke's name be there? And so for this crusade, he decided he will not go. So he told the pastor, what will he do if I'm not there? Tell him he should go ahead and do his own crusade.
So,
I won't come. He's using my anointing to take the glory. So the pastor came to tell him. He said he will not come. Said, oh.
Or say uncle.
Richard.
Richard.
Please, can somebody come and preach so that I go and talk to him myself? Then he said, another pastor said, let me call him. Then they called. What the crusade was going on?
Crusade, they
called him. Richard said, oh, Maza.
Your friend was here.
And they brought the sick.
No, there
ambulances have packed.
Ambulance, why a home?
Wheelchairs were there, displayed.
Wheelchair, that's 100.
Then we had Boki say, hey, God, what do I do? And God said to him, don't call the sick people to come out. Pray for them. Stand here and pray for them.
And
he said, God told him, allow me to work. So Bonke stood and he said, if you are sick, he speak like a German. Those of you know Bonke.
I decree
the healing power of God on your life now. In the name of Jesus, I said you are healed. Receive it now. Now, in Jesus' name. He said, I wanted to run away from the stage quickly. Immediately he finished, he carried his Bible. Then somebody screamed, I'm healed. Then another person screamed, I'm healed. Then one person said, my son was dead. He's now alive. Hey. Bonke said, me?
Bonke.
He said on that day he recorded over 50 blind people seeing. They all came to the stage. I was blind. After your prayer, I can see. That was the last time we heard about Richard Ngidi. That was the last time. Recently, I think he's dead or something. They interviewed him. They interviewed Richard Ngidi. They said, you used to work with this great man of God. What happened?
He
said, I made a mistake. I thought that the crusade or the evangelism was built upon my gift. But he said, I didn't know that I was nobody.
I didn't know.
He said, I didn't know that nobody can hijack the gift of God.
Yes.
You are a singer. You don't want to sing again. Sit down. God will raise Yima as you see his face over there. Take a microphone and come and sing. And this is what people will call a sign and a wonder. So don't allow pride to eat you up. If not, you will lose your position and you go and join the queue. Now even a church member will be more valuable than you.
Right.
But when we preach, people say that. Do you know pastor is talking about you? Do you know the sermon is here? Yes. And even your ability to identify the person I'm talking about is a sign that you are also proud.
So you
are good in Lincoln. Ike. The sermon. Today's sermon was you.
First service was
Kelvin. First service, not Kelvin and a papa.
First service.
Example, no man cry. It is a sign that you are too proud. I'm telling you. And watch out for destruction. If you don't repent, you'll be destroyed. Like I showed you in the first service, Jesus finished preaching. And the people said, this sermon is too hard. What did he say? I am the bread of life. If you don't eat this bread, you will never make it. Your fathers ate of the manna and they died. And after that, they said, how can this boy preach like that? Then he preached another sermon right there. Part two. No second service, the same service. Part two. Then Jesus said, John chapter 6, verse number 53. John, he preached another sermon. He said, if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you don't have eternal life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Next verse. Work with me. We are moving on quickly. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood, he will have eternal life. And I will raise him up in the last day. 59. Let's go to 59. Let's follow the story. These things he said in the synagogue. He said where? In the church. These things. So what do you think he was doing? He was preaching. You know, second service. Yes. As he taught in Capernaum. Next verse. Many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear this? You are hearing the thing. You are saying that who can hear this? NLT. I like the NLT of that verse. You see, it is not about hearing. No. They were saying that this thing this guy is saying doesn't make sense. This is very hard to understand. How can anyone accept it? So look, even before the word came, they've rejected the word in their heart. How can we accept this? Next verse. My time is up. I have a lot of things to share, but my time is up. Jesus was aware that his disciples were complaining. They were what? Complaining. So he said to them, does this offend you? The sermon I just preached, does it offend you? Why are you angry because of what I just said? Next verse. Then what will you think if you see the Son of Man ascending to heaven again?
If
you are here and sermons affect you and it offends you, then what will you do when you see the blind eyes opening in this church? It is two things. It is a wafrem and enye genu. One. Then you see people come up with all these things. Look at it. Next verse. Let's continue. The Spirit alone gives eternal life. So it's telling you that if you have the Spirit, you understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
Human effort accomplishes nothing. And the very words I have spoken to you are Spirit and life. Next verse. But some of you do not believe. So I'll be unwise as a pastor to think that you are all receiving the word. As I'm preaching, some of you are insulting me. I know you don't believe what I'm saying. You are rather linking it to people. This one is about Morgan. This one is Kelvin. This one, even the example you gave right now, is because of his issue with Sarah. That's why he's saying that. Look at it. For Jesus knew from the beginning those. Okay, let's go to the next one. Quickly. Then he said, that is why I said that people cannot come to me unless the Father gives them to me. There are two types of Christians in every church. There are people who come because they were given, and there are people who come because they admire.
You
are not here.
So if you are going home.
They like what they see. That's why they've come. Those are the admirers. And in our day and age, we call them fans.
Fans.
But you see, fans don't last for long.
Fans.
People can easily change their team. First, I was a Barca fan. Now I'm a Chelsea fan.
I was
then Chelsea. Then I moved to Barca. Then I moved back to Chelsea.
You're Chelsea. Now I'm called Barca. My son, but Chelsea.
So fans don't last.
Fans, no, one month now.
But the sons and the daughters who have been given.
So a man na yedi a man.
They can't leave even when they are not happy. They stay.
Yes,
and they flow with the man. Look at it. Look at it. Sure. That is why I've told you people that you see. People cannot come to me unless the Father gives them to me. Let's finish. At this point, many of his disciples turned away and they did what? Deserted him. This guy is not serious. Let's join Lighthouse. Lighthouse, there are better people over here. You know, this every day they will insult you. Let's go to back. And we hear all your discussions, though. You think we don't hear them? We hear all of them. Oh, yes. We hear it. Discussions between mother and children. Friends, boyfriends and girlfriends, and all your discussion about to enter into this, we hear everything. One day the prophet Elisha said something. People didn't take note of it. He said, "Was my spirit not with you? Was my spirit not with you?" Paul said in Christ, have begotten you. I have begotten you in Christ. Do you understand begotten? Sometimes somebody's child will be somewhere. When something happens to him, his mother feels it. I'm telling you. Haven't you seen one before? Bibi yeya. Also, my bibi and your mom, so they open. I'll miss it. Oh. Minim the American, Bibi Yeno.
Bibi,
why? There is a spiritual link between these two people.
It was uncle for me.
And if you are my church member, you think you can't sit and you go. God connects us. So anytime you begin to discuss me,
so you want me to say, oh, come and once a man.
I feel it. And I hear them. Oh, yes. And then God showed me two people were discussing me. Two people. So, child of God, make sure the spirit of pride doesn't enter into your heart. If you can live above pride, God will honor his word in your life. And he will change whatever he has ordained for you. Listen, as I'm ending, I want you to take note that if there is something you want to become in this life, become, but don't become like Lucifer. Don't become like
Lucifer,
who was filled with the spirit of pride. Don't become like Lucifer, who was not content or happy with what God gave him. I pray God will use these few words of mine to touch and transform your life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Can we put our hands together for Jesus? I don't want you to sit down without giving you the opportunity to pray for yourself in the next few seconds.
I want you to lift up your voice and ask God to transform your life. Ask God to change your heart. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us talk to God. Let us talk to God. Lift up your voice. Let's talk to God. Lift up your voice. Let us talk to God. Ask God to transform your life. Ask God to minister to you. Ask God to change things in your life. Lift up your voice. Let's pray. Lift up your voice. Let's pray. Talk to God. In the name of Jesus. Lay your hand on your heart. Let us pray. Father, I pray for your children. I ask that if there is any spirit of pride dwelling in our hearts, I pray you do away with that spirit. Help us remain humble. Help us start humble. Let us help us continue humble and help us finish humble. This is what we ask this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. You want to put your hands together for Jesus? We hope you've been blessed by this message. For further information on Reverend Amos Darko's tapes and books, please send us a mail at rev.amosdarko@gmail.com. Or call +233 503 861 399. Thank you for your time and God bless you.